High blood pressure or hypertension is one of the leading causes of death globally, including in Australia. But how often do you think about your blood pressure? About half of people with hypertension don't actually know they've got it, and the half who know they have it aren't usually properly treated. A group of experts is trying to change this, calling for national action on blood pressure control in a recent edition of the Medical Journal of Australia. One of the authors of that call to action is Alta Schutt from the University of New South Wales. Welcome, Alta.
Hi, Tegan. Nice to be on the show.
So we've known that hypertension is a problem for a while now. Why are you talking about it now?
Yes, it's indeed been on the radar for many, many years. And I think that may be one of the reasons why there's become some level of complacency, specifically here in Australia, to focus on raised blood pressure as an important tool to prevent cardiovascular disease. So, it is, as you've mentioned earlier, it's a leading cause of death globally and in Australia, and is one of the major factors contributing to coronary heart disease, stroke, kidney disease, and dementia. So why we are not addressing it is actually the real question. I think if we compare our data, for example, to other countries in the world, we as a high-income country, we are certainly lagging behind. And I think we have placed a lot of emphasis on addressing established cardiovascular disease, but not so much in preventing it. It is so common, but we can absolutely change that scenario substantially.
So we're treating the symptoms of something that we could be treating much earlier on. So who is doing it well? What are they doing that we're not doing?
Yes, when you look at other high-income countries, Canada is really the forerunner there. So what is really remarkable about Canada is that in the 1980s, their blood pressure control rates have been 13%. As you've mentioned, in Australia, we sit with a rate of 32%. That means those people with high blood pressure having it under control with medication. But in Canada, they have really transformed it from 13% to 68% at the moment. And that was by developing a very diverse and comprehensive program, not only targeting the healthcare professionals, including nurses, general practitioners, and other healthcare workers, but also ensuring that on population level there are factors that they can address that that improves blood pressure across the life course, and to have also better education programs, not only for healthcare professionals, but for the population, for the consumer.
So there's a few things that you're calling for in your paper, population-based screening, measures like salt and sugar reduction, refresher courses for GPs. But if there was just one or two things that you think Australia could change to make the biggest difference, what would they be?
Oh, that's a good question. I think some of the most important interventions that we also on a global scale really are pushing for together with the World Health Organization is to implement the use of single pill combination therapy as a first line treatment for high blood pressure. So I think in Australia, there's still the understanding that when a patient have high blood pressure, to give a monotherapy, a single drug to treat it. But there's been overwhelming evidence that most patients, in fact, 70 to 80% of patients require two drugs to reach blood pressure control. So, and it's standard practice here to start off with a single therapy, monotherapy. So that would be, I think, one of the strongest actions I would recommend. And on a population level, I think an important action would also be to encourage people with high blood pressure to purchase a high quality, accurate, or what we would really call a validated blood pressure device and have it at home. So self-monitoring or home blood pressure monitoring has been shown to really improve control and awareness also at home. Now, not only for the specific patient with high blood pressure, but also for family members. So that would be, I think, going to have wide-ranging a benefit because the patient becomes engaged, they see their own blood pressures, they realize, oh, I haven't taken my medication, that must be the reason why my blood pressure is so high. So these sort of actions can actually have a long-term benefit.
So tools that people can use to monitor it themselves at home. And you mentioned multi-drugs in one pill. We actually talked about it on the health report in September last year, if anyone's interested in going back and looking at that. And one of the things I noticed in your paper was that there was a decline in hypertension in Australia, a pretty like steady decline from about 1990 through to 2005, and then it sort of stalled. So what has or hasn't happened since 2005 to kind of have us stalled at this level?
Yes, that is true. I think that is what many high-income countries have done right. So from the 90s to the early 2000s, in most countries, the cardiovascular disease burden in total have really been improved because we have had fantastic new medications that really, for example, not only address blood pressure, but also other cardiovascular disease like high cholesterol, etc. So those strategies and improvement in the health system overall would be, to my understanding, the best explanation for overall improvement. But at the same time, there's been other changes that takes place on a population level, and we've seen many reports on, for example, the high rates of obesity we see now these days. Screen time with kids from young ages onwards, that is one of the major problems we are facing. And I think to change those sort of behaviors on a population's level is what's needed to turn that trajectory around again and to reduce blood pressure. So it's such a common measurement in the population, but I think we often forget about children and young adults, where we don't even really look at their blood pressures.
So it's something we need to be looking at across the lifespan. Alta, thanks so much for joining us.
Okay, no, thank you very much.
Professor Alta Shute is UNSW Sharp Professor and Principal Theme Lead of Cardiac, Vascular and Metabolic Medicine in the Faculty of Medicine and Health at the University of New South Wales.